Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. That prayer puts very simply the purpose of our contemplative exercises. The method we used was taught by Robert Coulson, and it began with a small group of Anglican clergy just 50 years ago, so this is our Jubilee year. 50 years' experience of contemplation and the growth of a fellowship from a small group of clergy into a community, a fellowship of men, women, children, not just in this country, but in others as well. People of many different Christian churches, and others too, who share a common desire to deepen their awareness, to experience the indwelling presence of the one in whom we live and move and have our being. That one has many names. The name favoured by Robert Coulson, the name we tend to use, is I Am. It's a strange, ambivalent kind of name. It was revealed to Moses when he asked whom he should say had sent him to the people. And the answer came, tell them, I Am has sent you. In the episode of the burning bush in chapter 3 of Exodus, the name is I Am Who I Am. It could equally be I Will Be Who I Will Be. We don't possess God. God is always unexpected. We can't understand the nature of the one in whom we live and move and have our being, but we can experience his presence. I Am is a mystery beyond our comprehension, but with us. And contemplation is simply a means of awakening that awareness through words which I Am spoke in the past, through the words of the Hebrew prophets or of Jesus. We open our hearts, we open our minds, to hear and receive the message for ourselves, to let the word speak to us, become incarnate in us. I know the plans I have in mind for you, reserving a future full of hope for you. We're halfway through our journey in these four exercises, our journey into the future. And the first part is concentrated very much on the inner journey, the discovery of the relationship with I Am for which we were born, to which we are called, and then discovering that inner strength, the resources which are deeper than any of the storms that may rage around us and within us. But now in these next two exercises, we move outwards. And both our words for contemplation have in themselves an outward movement. My heart goes out to these people. I will pour out my spirit on all humanity. And so we prepare now in the stillness to be more open and receptive to the outpouring of compassion, to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so we open ourselves physically, being still, relaxed but alert, letting go of any of the tensions we may be aware of, as we just become aware of our body. Aware of our surroundings, because we're here and now in the presence of I Am. And so as we sit with our hands comfortably placed, with our feet firmly on the ground, letting the chair support the whole weight, we lay aside also any fears or anxieties, anything that may be a burden to us, so that if we have to pick them up again, we shall be the stronger, more able to carry them. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And the one whose words they are says to us now, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Come to me, and I will give you rest.